Hey, this is episode 49 of the Jock and Nerd Podcast. It's another week of new shows, which means another live show on Blab with Mr. Rugboy. We're talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Flash, and Arrow. Oh, and Rugboy won an award.
Wowie zowie!
That's right. Let's check it out.
That's right.
This is the Jock and Nerd Podcast with your hosts, Anthony and Imran.
Hey, gang, welcome back. This is the Jock and Nerd Podcast, episode 49, live on Blab. My name is Imran.
My name's Anthony.
He's the jock.
And he's the nerd.
And if we're on Blab, that can only mean one thing. The amazing, innumerable, award-winning, felty Rugboy is with us. Rugs, how you doing?
What's up, dudes?
Thanks for everyone joining us live on Blab. We're going to be reviewing this week's TV shows. We got some geek news shows, and stick around for the post show. We're going to open it up and let you guys chime in. How's
geek
everyone
news
doing?
You meant.
Yeah,
you
what did I say? I misspoke.
Geek news shows. Hey, make me a co-host down here.
Oh, yeah, you got to be the jock has to be a co-host.
There you go.
There we go. Hold on.
How are we doing? Well, I'm speaking for myself. I'm doing the same as when you saw me, what, 2.5 hours ago?
Did you catch up on Arrow finally?
Yeah, I just watched Arrow like 45 minutes before this, so.
Listen, everyone in the Blab, click that little tell a little bird button, and we're going to get this show going. You can always catch all our replays, see our scheduled Blabs at jockandnerd.com/Blab. So, like I said, we have this week's TV shows. We have some news. But before all that, first of all, I noticed Blab has a slightly updated interface. You guys,
yeah, look at this shit.
What do you guys think of the dark theme there?
I like the dark side.
I like the dark side. It was all very light, and now, I got to say, in the
chat, makes you stand out.
Yeah, dude, I am so pasty white. It's not even funny. But the chat box, the stuff stands out now. Like it all kind of ran together before, and now, like every time someone comes in, it's kind of cool. I like it. Good work, Team Blab.
Wowie zowie.
Anyone that's listening on the podcast only doesn't give a shit about this.
That's right. If you're listening to the podcast only feed, we're going to embed this whole thing into the show notes, jockandnerd.com/49. Now, one of us here, out of the three of us people, recently won a very prestigious award. Was it you, Anthony? Did you win an award?
Not that I can name. No.
Okay, it wasn't Anthony. I did not win an award recently. Oh, Insomnia KTV in the chat knows who won the award. Rugboy, he's getting ready to, he's stroking his hair. Yeah, wipe your face. Rugboy, you won a Kermy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I won a Kermy, dude.
Tell us all about your prestigious award and how you won it.
A Kermy is an award given out by Kermit and Friends, which is hosted by Elisa Giordana and Benji Bronk of the Howard Stern Show. Well, Benji of the Howard Stern Show and Elisa Giordana of Benji's girlfriend fame. Okay, so basically, she gave me an award. She just like made up an award and gave it to me.
Rugboy won Best Newcomer way at the end of the show, and I was very excited.
Yeah.
I voted for you in your category, but I'm so glad. Elisa was awesome, and she gave you an award, and you deserved it. You are the best newcomer. The show's a lot of fun. You guys go check it out. It's over on Spreecast.
Yeah,
Kermit and Friends.
Kermit and Friends. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can all check out Rugboy's acceptance speech. Oh, Insomnia KTV in the chat is a Kermit and Friends fan coming over. Thanks for watching. He/she... it's hard to tell with these things. She won one also. What was your award? Krista. Hi, Krista.
Oh, Krista.
Krista, what award did you win? Crystal. Oh, this is Crystal. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Crystal.
She mentioned me in her, like, award speech.
Wow. Listener, Crystal swept up at the Kermes, at the first inaugural Kermes. Go back and watch that show. It was very
fun. Is Crystal hot?
I don't know.
She also called in from a basement, so we have a lot in common, I guess.
We will talk about that. Topher71 has a question. We will get to that, and we're going to get to that very shortly. But before we get to the news, how about a little jock update on this little team called the Chicago Cubs that are trying to win the World Series for the first time in over 100 years from the jock?
I don't think anyone's listening to this podcast looking for updates on the Cubs.
But hey, here's the thing, though. It's called the Jock and Nerd Podcast, and people expect just, a little bit of sports. Hey,
so I don't think anyone would be under a, you know, they'd be you'd be living under a rock if you didn't know what the Cubs were doing right now. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
So you don't need an update from me. They're still in the playoffs and they're going to the National League Championship Series.
All right, go Cubbies! Burn down the city when they win. I'm going to lock myself in the basement. Let's get to some geek news, people.
The Jock and Nerd Podcast.
All right, we're going to start with this news that came out last week. I'm going to work my way backwards. I just posted it in the chat. I might have missed an H there, so just copy it, paste it. Now, after Avengers Age of Ultron, when the Hulk took off in the tiny little ship and he was all cramped and depressed, everyone was like, where's the Hulk going? Where's the Hulk? What happened to the Hulk? Where's the Hulk going to be? And nobody knew, and now we know. The Hulk will be next seen in Thor 3, Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, shit.
That's for sure?
I believe so. I don't know if any of these things for sure. There was a lot of rumors flying around about this other thing we're going to get to. But I believe it's been confirmed by some sources that Mark Ruffalo is going to join. And I think it's going to be a great cosmic buddy-buddy-like adventure with Thor and Hulk. It kind of makes sense. There was also things in the article talking about there's going to be another planet. Maybe it leads to Planet Hulk. Very exciting.
Cool.
Did you watch that Hulk versus cartoon?
I've seen a couple of those.
The Hulk was involved in that, so maybe they're modeling it off that loosely. Maybe
I think it makes sense. I think it'll help that movie.
Was there any details though on how they connected?
There more rumors came out that possibly Valkyrie is going to be involved in Thor Ragnarok. Also, apparently the script's really dark, and they hired like a comedy guy to kind of lighten it up. So. This is all
Valkyrie. I'm not even familiar with Valkyrie.
Valkyrie's like a big, big woman. She's like a Brunhilde.
She's a huge bitch. She's a huge bitch with blonde hair.
Yeah. She's got like a flying horse.
Yeah.
Okay. And wait, but how is Hulk going to connect to that though? He's just on an island or something.
We don't know.
Was there any details?
You're just going to come beat up some fucking monsters. That's all you need to know, really.
Yeah, we need to see that.
And I want
to
see Hulk punch Thor more. That's always a good gag.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm all in for that. I want to see Thor, and Hulk together. I think that it's only going to make the movie much more fun to watch. So I'm down for that, dude.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Thanks for everyone joining us in the blab. This is the Jock and Nerd Podcast. Stick around for the post show, and we will open up the seat and let people on and ask Rugboy a question. Now, this next bit of news, specifically for the Jock, for Rugboy, I think you guys are going to be really excited for this. I'm going to post this right here in the comment, and it is that King Kong Godzilla Trilogy release date's announced.
Oh, shit.
It's happening, people.
That's pretty awesome. I did see that once you in the show notes, and it's not exactly a trilogy per se.
Well,
it's a lead up, so it's like Skull Island, and then Godzilla 2, and then Godzilla vs. King.
But
it's going to be like kind of like a Marvel thing where all the things are linked together. Yeah.
I'm very curious to see how that's going to work.
I think it's great that you give you start out with the independent films and you get one Godzilla and one King Kong and then, man, put them together. Here's the thing, though. Isn't King Kong super tiny compared to this Godzilla? Like, how's it going to work out?
Yeah, well, like, in the old school version, no one cared. They just made them the same size.
Right.
But I think that you got to – this is my theory. This is how I would – the rug down. This is how I would do it.
Okay. Oh, here we go. All right, hold on.
The rundown. Okay. I like that I have a bumper.
Yeah, you got a bumper. You got a bumper.
This is the rundown. Okay, this is what I will do. I would set the King Kong versus Godzilla when like either Godzilla was very young and very small, and maybe it's King Kong's ancestor who was a little bit bigger.
Oh,
you know, because there's a lot of Kongs on that island. When you looked at that movie, there's a lot of like Kong. Like skulls and shit, like bones from other ancestors of King Kong.
Ah, that's right.
So maybe it could be in like an ancient flashback, like a precursor. So when you have a young, smaller Godzilla versus a larger, older King Kong, you know?
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking logistically, Kong Skull Island is a prequel to King Kong.
Yeah.
That's like the 40s or 20s or whatever the fuck it is. And then Godzilla was set in modern times, so I was wondering how they were going to make that connect. But that would that'd be actually really smart, Rock Boy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, the,
in I think about shit sometimes.
In the article, it says that that Monarch Corporation that's in Godzilla is going to kind of be the spine through the whole shared universe. So,
what was a Monarch? I didn't. I don't even remember that.
No, Monarch is the company that researches monsters in the first in that 2014 in, Godzilla
right,
movie.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, they were like the company with that flies in at first with Dr. Sarazawa and that English broad.
Ah, got it. Okay, okay, I remember.
Tell you what about John Belotti. John Belotti's excited for this, probably.
Oh, I'm excited. Godzilla 2 is supposed to have like Mothra, King Ghidorah, Rodan, I think. So they're like bringing in all the kaiju.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna get old school. It's pretty exciting. Rugboy, any news? Have you heard any news on the Japanese version of this new Godzilla?
Not yet. I mean, they're shooting it, and there's a lot of footage of people running away from stuff.
Are you sure that's from the movie or from the Fukushima explosion earlier?
No,
last year?
It's. They just running
oh,
towards
shit.
The Japanese people. They just get, they're like, we're going to shoot Godzilla. So they all they do is like, they set up the camera in the street, like, okay, everybody run away from something. And then they put it in post. You know, they do all that in the studio or the computer somewhere.
And the whole movie is based on B-roll of people running and then some CGI.
Did you see the new Gamera trailer?
I did.
You
yes.
did? What did you think, Anthony?
It's weird. The CGI is a little off.
Oh, yeah. In my opinion. It's years behind what we can do.
Yeah, but I'd rather see them in men in suits if that's what's going to come out. Well, go ahead, Rugby.
Okay. No, I was just wondering. I mean, it's years behind what we can do, but I mean, I like the tone of it. I like the destruction and the fucking the detail.
Listen,
that stuff looked cool.
How good can you make a man in suit monster movie? Like, really, how good can that be?
You can. You just gotta. I don't think the Japanese can do it as good as the Hollywood people can do it. We got the kind of money, like the studios here, they pony up such big dough that you can make anything happen. Like you want, if you have enough money, you can make anything happen. Dude.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But Japan,
I'd rather see the men in suits instead of second or third rate CGI. That's just my opinion.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
I would love to see next level men in suit. Like, I would love to see, like, groundbreaking, like, fucking never been done before, super animatronic shit that, like, that we can do now. We have servos small enough. We have processors small enough. We have hard drives that can fucking power, like, a million emotions in one keystroke, you know?
That's wow, a good point.
Explode. Holy shit.
Rugs, do you think
take a breath, Rug Boy. I don't know where that came from.
Do you think the new Godzilla film is CGI from Japan?
I think it's going to be a combo of both.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've heard. I heard it's going to be a combo. Did you see Attack on Titan, which is the directorial debut of these same guys that are doing the Godzilla movie?
Oh, the Japanese Godzilla movie?
No.
Yeah.
I heard it's good, though.
No, I saw it. I mean, it's really fucking ridiculous. But I mean, they've definitely combined practical and CGI. And the tone is very similar to that of Gamera, that trailer that we watched.
Wow. That's great.
The trailer was good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I'd love to see a practical CGI man in suit Godzilla done really well and just like take blood out of the water, you know?
Well, that Godzilla versus, going back to that other movie you had announced, Imran, Godzilla versus King Kong is going to be huge, especially if they do it right.
Oh, yeah. They're going to throw so much money at that. They're going to fucking, hopefully they're on camera for more than 3 seconds like the Alexa.
Yeah, I hope they don't pull one of those. Yeah. So,
but that's the reason that it was so good, because they couldn't, that kind of a special effects to make Godzilla that cool, they couldn't like afford to at that point in time, first time out. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, you guys got a while to wait before we see this. Kong Skull Island,
right?
Yeah, Kong Skull Island 2017, Godzilla 2 2018, Godzilla versus Kong 2020. It's so futuristic, it's weird.
Yeah. The Japanese one's coming out next year, though, so it's all right.
Oh, so you got that to look forward to. All right, now let's get into something really interesting. There's been a bunch of wild rumors that went around yesterday and today. One of them really exciting is Marvel and Fox. Are they making up? They are two X-Men TV-themed TV shows getting pilots on Fox networks. That gives me a huge right there. One of them is called Legion, which is based on Professor X's son, David Haller. Let me put this link
right. Warlock, isn't it? Isn't it Warlock?
No, that's just, I don't think his name is Warlock.
It's not Warlock. David Haller is like, the way they're going to do it in this pilot, David has struggled with mental illness. He's schizophrenic. He's been in and out of psychiatric hospitals for years. But then he meets a fellow patient. He has a strange encounter. And then he hears voices and visions and probably figures out that he has these powers. Now, the other show at FX is called Hellfire, based after the Hellfire Club.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be set in the 60s, I read, and it's going to be sort of a prequel to X-Men First Class sort of thing going on.
Hey, the Warrior of Blab wants to jump on. Warrior, listen, we're going to open it up at the end for our post-show Blab. So just hang out for a second, and we're going to open it up there, but I appreciate your enthusiasm.
You mean Lucas?
Is that Lucas?
Yeah, dude, read the right things.
Whatever.
Whoa.
You were saying, Rugboy?
I said, do you think we're going to get to see the White Queen in her big boom?
Ooh, I hope so. That would be great.
That actress was terrible. Whoever played her in X-Men First Class.
She was from Mad Men.
Yeah. She wasn't good, though, in First Class. She was one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
Dude, speaking of big tits. No, I'll get back. Did you see Arrow? Okay.
All right, we'll get to that. Look, no, these
we'll
shows. The important part about this is Fox and Marvel. Did they pull like a Sony that did with Spider-Man? Now,
dude, I think anything's up for grabs now because Fantastic Four did shit at the box office.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now they got a bargaining chip. They're like, hey, this fucking property's dead, so give it back to us.
Well,
all right, we can't do shit with it anyway.
Well, here's what seemed to happen. All these rumors came about because they thought that Fox had now, you know, Fox always had the TV rights to these mutant things. This was happening before. Or Marvel had the TV rights, sorry. Yeah. Marvel always had the TV rights to the mutants, but this has been talked before. So all these rumors circulating, and then somehow it came out that Fantastic Four was coming back to Marvel, and possibly that was one of the new three movies they announced. But I think all that is false. I think it's been confirmed that the rumors are Fantastic Four is still at Fox. And this whole X-Men Marvel TV thing is a whole separate deal over here. But
it's still huge, though, because Marvel and Fox working – they had to work together to make these shows – go on TV. Marvel actually put these shows on Marvel.com. Like, they've never advertised anything Fox before. None of the X-Men movies. This was actually the first thing they were like, all right, we'll throw this on our website. So they're actually acknowledging the fact that the X-Men universe does exist, at least it may be in a separate studio, but it does, you know, they're promoting it at least, which is big.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting moving forward. And then
it could lead to this Fantastic Four, maybe.
No, I think Fox still wants to try to make another shitty sequel and save this fucking piece of shit over here.
I think that we got to wait and see a little bit more because I think that a lot of rumors come flying out and then they adjust it a couple days later. So whatever is out there, it's a lot of spin. So
yeah, I think though the two shows, just to comment on those really quick, was it Legion and the other one was called what?
Hellfire.
I don't think either of them are going to look like superhero TV shows. Legion is supposed to be on FX, I think, right?
Yeah. Or Hellfire is on FX and one's on whatever. But they're very
they're going to be very different. They're not going to be your typical superhero shows. Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. So it might be good. And it's just going to be more shit for us to try to keep up with and watch and possibly review on the show.
Fox is going to have Hellfire and Legion is going to be on FX. So Legion will be more mature.
It's all, yeah. Oh, I see.
It'll have side boob in it. A lot of side boob.
It'll have a little more side
boob. Oh, shit.
That's how Fox, and they can say shit and stuff on FX.
Yeah, they can say,
they can say asshole.
They can say shit.
Is there good shows on FX?
Oh, yeah, dude. Louis is on FX, which is great.
Oh, that's great.
I loved Wilfred. It's over now.
Wilfred was awesome.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia is an amazing show.
Oh, yeah. The League was good.
The League was good. FX, yeah. I mean, FXX is now FX, but they got good content. They got good content.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well.
And the Marin show was on there, too.
Oh, that's right.
The podcaster that got famous. So that's us.
We're going to have our own Jock and Nerd show anyways. Hey, everyone in Blab, thanks for joining. This is the Jock and Nerd podcast live on Blab. We're going to get to the TV shows for this week. Geek out a little bit. Stick around for the post show because we're going to open it up and get your thoughts. What do you say, guys? Shall we carry on?
Let's do it.
The Jock and Nerd podcast.
Prepare to be spoiled.
That's very important. This is a spoiler-full show, people. If you haven't watched these shows, sorry, we're going to spoil the shit out of them. Anthony, what show are we starting? You want to keep the topic moving so I can stay on time here? That'd be it's very helpful. Uh-oh.
And, he left.
And he's gone.
That's stage fright.
I think he oh, he's back.
I've been there. I'm trying to figure out how to change his topic.
It's oh, they now. Changed everything in here. That's a good point.
I clicked on the writing thing, and it's like not letting me change the topic.
Oh, that's weird. All right, fuck it. Oh, no, there's whatever. An edit thing on top, right?
I hit that, and I was like...
Yeah, you know what? They change things. Blabs gets glitchy. Whatever. Yeah. Let's start. What show are we starting with?
I think we should start with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since Flash and Arrow are... in the same universe.
That's a good point. All right. This week, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3, Episode 3, titled A Wanted Inhuman. Wanted Inhuman. What'd you guys think? Who wants to start this off?
Well, the whole thing was centered around that dude. What's his name?
Lance.
Well, no, not Lance.
Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. It was all about Abraham Lincoln and how he got shot by John Wilkes Booth.
And how his hat got so tall so quickly. Yeah, basically last week we took a little break from the main theme from this season to find out about Fitz and Simmons, and Fitz pulled that little rescue mission. And now this week it goes back to the main conflict, which is ATCU is hunting these Inhumans. S.H.I.E.L.D. is trying to find these Inhumans to help them. And things kind of get crazy. You know what I thought was interesting about the show is a lot of these characters made decisions that were not typical or predictable. You know, stuff that you're like, oh, he's going to do that. And then they didn't do that.
What are you talking? Which, like, for example?
For example, when Lance was getting the shit beat out of him. I mean, Lance Hunter. That's his name.
Yeah.
You know, you were like, you would think May would have jumped in and she was about to stop him and save him. That didn't happen. When Lance was talking to the dude undercover, who was his buddy, first of all, I didn't expect him to be the guy that he fought. And I also thought the buddy was going to sell him out and catch on to him. And that didn't happen.
Yeah, that whole side story of them trying to track down Ward was interesting. But I feel like the fight with May was 10 times better than the fight with Lance. When Lance took off his shirt, I was just like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
That dude was huge.
I'm more ripped than that guy.
That's a good point, Ruggs, is that like May, even though she's a woman, like she's much more believable that she's an ass kicker than Hunter is ever kicking that huge dude's ass.
I know, that was just weird.
She was so badass.
So short,
dude.
Too.
Yeah, he's a scrawny little fuck. And May took down three guys without even breaking a sweat. And Lance is getting his ass handed to him until he breaks out some brass knuckles. I like the Fight Club vibe. I love the drunk British subtitles in the bar
scene. That was funny.
That was great. I was like, they're fucking subtitling their drunk British talk, because you would have had no idea what the fuck they were saying.
Absolutely.
I thought this episode was actually pretty. I thought it was entertaining. I didn't hate it or anything. I liked. I liked the what was it? The hunt for what's his name?
Lincoln.
Electric Lincoln,
Boy.
Yeah.
I love the shower of sparks in the beginning. It was very beautiful, very well shot. It was a cool idea.
You know it's bad when you can't remember the guy's fucking name. No one gives a shit about him at all.
He is kind of.
I don't really care about him. I don't really care about him. I like that the S.H.I.E.L.D. and the ATCU end up working together at the end. They're not pitted against each other, which is something that happened last season. It was
another unexpected, I thought, a nice decision, because you're like, oh, now he fought, you know, Coulson went up against the military, he went up against the other S.H.I.E.L.D., now he's going to fight these guys, and he's like, let's work together. I mean, I thought this whole episode was just about, like, people adjusting to change and getting used to change.
I have a question.
All right.
Do you think Coulson at some point is going to unplug his hand, put a vibrator on, and give it to that lady that's on the opposite side of the team?
Rosalind? Coulson is going to fucking arm vibrate.
He's
good...
going to pierce Rosalind Pierce.
Oh, shit.
I'm sure
that's
why
we have Rug Boy on.
Rosalind's like, so what else can he attach to that thing there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm sure she's like, I'm sure it piqued her interest a little bit.
Yeah. But I want to see more. There wasn't any mention of Lash and who he's actually working for. I'm really curious about that. And then the whole – I missed the – hey, tell me, what was the post-button scene? I kind of missed it at the very, very, very end.
It was, wasn't it when Lance like went down to the basement and they're like, you're good or whatever.
Yeah.
No. And then after that, what happened?
Well, I'll look it up. I do have a comment though. I did laugh out loud when Daisy's trying to convince Lincoln to come with them and they like have that kiss. I literally did laugh out loud. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
that was a little forced, but
give me some sugar, baby.
But, you know, I think what the button scene was that so the whole time Simmons is having a hard time adjusting back to normal life. Her whole system's out of whack because she was on that planet for like 6 months.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. She wants to go back.
She pulls a Lost.
She's trying to figure out how to go back. Yeah.
They fucking pulled a Lost. We got to go back to the island, people. So that's interesting. And I believe the next episode is actually titled the amount of time she spent on that island. It's like 4,722 hours, which is like 6 months. So I think we're going to find out what happened.
Go ahead, Ruggs.
Did you see that little flash, the preview showing Lash?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, his face looks so bad.
Oh, man. His hair looks horrible. His hair looks like a cheap fucking dinosaur.
He looks cool in silhouette, but you're right.
Yeah, that face makeup looks like fucking like anybody on Face Off could do better.
Oh, that's a good point. They should just get one of those fuckers to make it. The prosthetics, maybe not.
The shit that I see on Face Off is better than like a primetime Channel 7 Disney show.
That's kind of sad.
Like, does anybody see this? I'm the only one that notices it. I don't know.
I did also want to mention that out of the three episodes we're viewing this week, although I liked S.H.I.E.L.D., I think this was my least favorite out of the three.
Yeah, this was kind of they were setting things up, moving things along.
It's not even that. It's just I don't really care about this.
You know what? That's funny because for the first half of it, I was like, yeah, I don't really care. I can't barely fucking pay attention. Like it didn't hold my interest. I agree. It was just they were just dragging it out a little bit.
Yeah, nobody cares about Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln's not that cool. And Hunter, I don't understand the like Hunter's logic, like him fighting his way up the club to get to Ward.
Yeah.
Like if Ward ever sees him, he's made. Like what?
I think Hunter thinks that by the time he sees him, he's going to have a bullet in his head.
He's going to have a bullet in his head? Yeah. Okay,
you know that's not going to work out.
That's shoddy thinking at best.
Yeah, you know that's not going to work out.
Like, you know, like if he ever, like he infiltrates Hydra and like gets the trust of people, like Hydra's not even that big right now. Like Ward would see that guy and be like, that's fucking Lance. I'm going to kill that guy. Well,
and then like S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't exist also. Like I don't understand that.
It's weird, right? How how S.H.I.E.L.D. fits in into the government. Yeah. Like what? What do they do? Like who do they report to?
This is a good point.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
I was like overthinking it too. I was thinking about the end of Avengers Age of Ultron where they have that secret base up in the north with the new Avengers team that was like old Iron Man's factory.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that S.H.I.E.L.D. or is that just the Avengers place? Like,
no, that's why like, S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, still underground? There's no S.H.I.ld. They just need to drop fucking S.H.I.E.L.D. thing and figure out how to pivot to something else.
Then there is S.H.I.E.L.D. at like the end of Age of Ultron. Those helicarriers come up and are like rescuing people and Cap's like, this is how S.H.I.E.L.D. should be.
Oh, yeah.
So like there is S.H.I.E.L.D. in the movies, but then like this S.H.I.E.L.D. and the TV shows feel so different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
All right, we can move on. Yeah, let's go to the next show.
That's about all I got. Moving on, folks. Doc and Nerd Podcast. Strap yourselves in, you fucks. Spoiler time. All right, moving on. Thanks for everyone joining us in the chat there on Blab. Stick around for the post show. Everyone, tell a little bird while we got a chance. Let's talk about this week's episode of The Flash, season 2, episode 2, called Flash of Two Worlds.
I loved it.
Yeah? What'd you love about it?
I'll start right away. Well, the last episode I admittedly didn't like as much as a bunch of setup. This one felt like The Flash, and they were setting up things, and like Jay Garrick I already immediately liked Jay Garrick's character.
The Flash is back.
Vibe had some really good line. Yeah, The Flash is back. The chemistry was great. Like everyone had good chemistry, and the whole episode was really fun.
Jay Garrick reminded me of Balky Bartokomus for some reason. Like Bronson Pinchot. He does.
I gotta imagine Google that. What does that mean?
Oh my God! Look up Perfect Strangers, you young millennial fuck. Yeah, it was only a TV show that was out in the '80s. He's from Mipos. Here's your mail, cousin Appleton.
He does look like this guy. Yeah.
But Teddy Sears really plays the guy really well, like a mentor. I like how Barry
plays him really earnestly. Yeah, like he's almost like. Superman sort of guy.
Yeah.
Can we refer to him as Balky Flash from now on?
Balky Flash. Yeah, it could be Earth 2 Balky Flash. So Balky Flash, I like how Balky Flash reminds Barry of Harrison Wells, and he's kind of – because the whole time I'm yelling at the TV, I'm like, stupid Barry, trust Jay. But then,
that was logical.
But you forget what Harrison had put him through and how he reminds him of Harrison, and he's having trouble – trusting people again. And then when he does, dude, he shows him how to do an awesome new
geek boner,
fucking Flash move.
Does he do that in the comics?
I don't know.
I've never seen that in the comics, but I don't read the Flash enough to know. I've never seen that trick, though. That's kind of true.
I've never seen him like throw lightning at someone. But I love, what do we love? We got to meet Patty Spivot finally too.
I liked Patty Spivot too.
Very cute. Them geeking out was cute. Like they had a Monty Python reference.
They had very instant chemistry. Those two.
Yeah. It was perfect.
She's got a Julia Roberts vibe with smaller boobs.
No, I agree. She's like that girl next door, fun Julia Roberts, bubbly, like real charming. That's a good call, right?
The only thing I didn't like about Patty Spivitt is she has to have a dark background too. Oh, my parents died.
That's why she wants to join the force.
I mean, it motivates her, but it's like, it's so cliche.
Everybody's got to have a reason. So apparently the Weather Wizard, before he became the Weather Wizard, fucking killed her parents for no reason.
Exactly.
During a robbery, and that's why she wants to join the team, and she gets into the anti-metahuman task force. So that went well for her. So here's the thing about Jay Garrick. I love how they're kind of following the origin of the original Jay Garrick. If you notice, they said how he got his powers. She scans him. There's no Speed Force in him. Jay Garrick is not made from the Speed Force. He mentions his origin. He was working in his lab with some kind of, what does he say, hard water?
Hard water, yeah. Hard water molecules. So, he was learning to separate hard water molecules.
He was learning how to separate hard water molecules. Now, this character, the Flash, who first appeared in 1940, Jay Garrick's original origin is he inhaled hard water vapor and got these powers.
So cheesy.
It makes no sense, but I love that they're going with the original feel and origin of this.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Here's why it's important.
Go ahead, Ruggs.
I was going to make a stupid joke, but go ahead.
Oh. No, you can't make a joke now. You can't tell a joke.
Nah.
Well, here's why this is important for story-wise, is that if Zoom or any character, say, has figured out how to disrupt the Speed Force and wound or cripple Barry, it does not affect Jay Garrick. Jay Garrick will still have his powers. There's your little foil for that moment.
Ah.
Yeah.
I liked the moment, too, where they both team up at the end, and Jay's just doing the noble thing and distracting him. The whole thing, I loved everyone's – like, I loved Barry's chemistry with Patty. I liked Patty's chemistry with Joe. I liked Jay's chemistry with everybody on the crew. Like, I thought everyone just clicked. Everything clicked in this episode for me.
And they did that cover.
I mean, they did the villain of the week thing, which is kind of tired. But other than that.
Sand Demon. I was like, oh, it's Sandman. What the fuck is this guy?
Well, even Jay Garrick's like, that's Sand Demon. Yeah. Cisco's like, you know, usually I name him.
He's like, that's my bag.
That's a good name. Good
name. He goes, that's my bag, but I'll give you that one. I like it. What was I going to say?
He started vibing.
He started vibing, and he said the word vibe. It was great. Like but was he able to control these powers? Like, it seemed like he touched the Sand Demon sample and initiated it the second time and got the answers.
I don't know, but I was going to ask you, Imran, since you read Vibe.
Yeah.
Is that part of his power set, that he can see things that happen in the past?
It's different. It's completely different.
No, he has dancing powers.
Yeah, but he gets down. Vibe in the comic books is actually quite funky. In the comic books, he has powers like Daisy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's your vibe. I got your vibe.
That's what I thought.
I got your vibe right here. But
for the listener, Rug Boy is currently dancing.
they're doing something different. Where stop shaking your vibe around, Rug Boy. It's distracting.
No, he's showing off his sandals.
Are those karate pants? What is that? Did you just come from like a Taekwondo meet?
They're like Adidas.
No, I wear elastic. So I can put my hand on my pants.
You can pull the old Al Bundy anytime, which is great. Yeah, I loved the Flash's team up, and I loved how they did the homage to that cover shot at the end where they're both running around the wall, where she's like, Flash, and they're both like, coming, and it's that cover of both of them running. That was great.
We caught a glimpse of Zoom.
Yes, there's a lot more about Zoom. Now, here's my question. How does Zoom even know about Earth One Flash, and why does he want to kill him already? Like, he didn't get sucked in. To all he knows, his Flash got sucked in and died. Like, how does he know all this stuff?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. Yeah.
Well, look, let's do the extrapolation. Where if Zoom is the fastest of them all,
yes,
he's already been to all the other worlds.
Ooh,
he already knows what's going on.
Yes.
He's all powerful.
That's another thing they're doing.
Maybe he's jumping from Earth to Earth, killing each Earth's Flash.
Ooh, that's possible. I think they did hint at that. They were like, he wants to kill all the Flashes. And
maybe it's like that movie, The One, where he kills his version and he absorbs their power like Highlander.
Like Highlander, yeah. No, Rugboy, you're right. Zoom, and even in the comic books, he is faster than all of them. Like, he has super speed force. Did you notice
that? I don't remember him being, like, black, though. Like, black suit or blue suit like that. I always thought he wore the yellow suit, too.
Yeah, well, they're fucking changing it. And it looks like his face is covered, or he's just vibrating. Like
he's just vibrating. Yeah, that's the tone I got.
Vibration. It's very sweet.
I liked the button scene at the end that we're going to meet a new Harrison Wells.
Earth 2 Harrison Wells.
That was awesome. Yeah.
I love the whole explanation. Like I love how they're doing this. They're breaking down all the confusing shit DC has built. Like, he explained the multiverse very clearly. And I love the little Easter egg where he's like, there's 52 interdimensional breaches across the city. Like, he used the number 52. So there's tons of breaches now. People are fucking dropping in and out from Earth 2 all over the place. I think this is where we're going to meet Jesse Quick, who's the other speedster. We're going to meet a lot more crazy people. It's going
to
be fun.
It's a very good explanation for why there's more metahumans popping up, and they're not pointing to just the event from last season, whatever the fuck they called it.
The singularity.
From last season. What was it called?
The particle explosion.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. And then,
so there's more metahumans now.
And then Stein, like, strokes out and collapses. What was up with that? They got to find that Jeffrey Rush dude. It's probably because he's, like, separated from Ronnie and he needs to, like, recharge.
Probably. That's a good point. I don't know if you're joking or not.
No, I just kind of fucking made that up right now.
Reason.
I just fucking made that up.
That might be a legit reason.
So,
that's plausible.
Yeah, they're going to have to find that other dude and make him Firestorm. So, yeah.
What'd you guys think of it, though? I mean, I gushed over it. Did you guys like this episode?
I thought it was okay. I watched it. I was like, hey, I was entertained. I was, there was times where I was just like, you know, all right, villain of the week. Here we go. Blah, blah, blah. I know exactly what's going to happen. There's no, like, twists and turns at all.
But
it was very solid. I'll say that.
They're setting things up. We got some I like seeing Barry train again. I think that's important. He's learning new things. I like the tie in to where they saw the Green Arrow conference on TV. So it's thing tags the next episode, tags the past episode. That's really cool.
I got one more comment on this episode. And last year's Flash had some good twists and turns. You're right, Ruggs. There wasn't a lot of twists and turns, but just the – I felt like this episode, each character was back to being kind of fun like they were last year. And then you added Patty and you added Jay.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was just more fun. I don't know. Just the chemistry between everybody was great. And the threat of Zoom and not knowing what the fuck his motivations are was good for me as well.
It's moving well. I like the pace it's moving. I like, and then, you know, Caitlin's getting a little sweet on Jay. So I don't know what that's going to mean. Maybe she does go back with him because there's no Ronnie and becomes Killer Frost in Earth 2. I don't know.
I like the direction it's going in so far, but any moment now we can get like an episode like last time that was just completely like shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and that's the thing.
It's hit or miss. Like, they were good. They hit pretty good on this week.
They get filled 22 episodes. They're not all going to be great, people.
Oh, shit.
That's all I got to say. All right, that's good. Should we go moving on?
Hero?
Yeah.
Do you like superheroes? Do you like comics? Do you like film? Do you like comics and films about superheroes? Well, then you're in luck, because we here at A Place to Hang Your Cape have everything for you. We've got reviews. We've got interviews. We've got list articles. We've even got a few videos coming up. Anything you could possibly want that's relating to superheroes, we have. A Place to Hang Your Cape. where superheroes go to hang their cape. The name is self-explanatory, really. I don't know why I have to explain it, but there you go. Find it at ap2hyc.com.
The H stands for H.
The H.
Put that coffee down.
Pro and all film fans, want to add a little more fun to your podcast diet? Well, why not listen to the 365 Flicks podcast? We're the lads from Smallville, UK.
We love to bring you the latest news, our own special brand of meaningless movie nonsense, as well as a bunch of top fives you really won't care about.
I'm Kev.
I'm Chris.
We're Pissy.
We're fanboys.
We're having another beer.
We're the 365 Flicks podcast.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Podomatic, and many, many others.
Also look for us on musingsofageek.com and wickedradionetwork.com.
Sick of listening to all those overpaid movie critics?
Then tune in to the 365 Flicks podcast, your vocal heroes of pissy opinion.
Doc and Nerd.
Doc and Nerd.
Let's spoil some shit, Batman.
The third show, I love those drops. The third Arrow. Show for this week is Arrow, season 4, episode 2.
Imran, you want to start since me?
Yeah, this one is called The Candidate. Now, this was, we met a lot of people. We met 4 new characters.
Actually, I would say 6 new characters.
6? All right, well, let's break it down. Here's who we met. Let's start with Curtis Holt, who I also call Black Felicity, Guy Felicity. Yes. Male Felicity.
Is it Curtis Holt?
Black Felicity.
Thomas Holt. Thomas
is his father, I think. I think he was Curtis.
Was it? I thought they said Thomas. No, I'm not sure.
It's Curtis.
But is he going to be Mr. Terrific?
He is Mr. Terrific. Yeah. That's the guy in the comic book. And so,
no, not Thomas. I'm sorry. Michael Holt.
Is it Michael?
Yeah, Michael Holt.
Whatever.
Yep.
He's Mr. Whatever. Terrific. He will be Mr. Okay. Terrific. So I loved.
He should be Mr. Fabulous.
He is a little bit fabulous. So they're really like taking, it's their own take on this. I'm not really sure what Mr. Terrific's power set are.
I'm just getting that.
You're
now.
Just getting that. A little. The jock is a.
Jocktastic.
Jock's a little slow.
Go stroke a barbell.
So Mr. Terrific is, he eventually invents something called T-spheres. And that's like the weapon he uses. That may be the thing that, you know, how they, Felicity, it was, her whole thing was kind of lame, but it was kind of dragged out also. Like she had to fire a bunch of people. Then she just lied and.
I found it fine. Yeah. I didn't think it was lame, actually.
That, but I don't understand her plan is like, I'm going to hire everyone back. And she bought herself some time, and now they have to come up with something. And I think that's –
Well, she's relying on this dude.
Yeah,
to
on Holt. He's going to come up with these things called T-spheres that can use on Team Arrow as weapons. Now, Rugboy, who else did we meet on this episode of Arrow?
Well, we missed Mrs. Danforth.
Yes.
Who's running for Congress.
Jessica Danforth.
She's running mayor. For mayor, yeah. And we met her 2 tits, too. So that's.
Oh, dude, we met some Jerry Ryan Star Trek movies.
Seven of 9. That's what they are.
7 of 9 was the best thing of that series. What's it? Was that Voyager? What was she?
Voyager.
Oh, my God. I had 7 of 9 was amazing. I was like, oh, yeah, shit, it's 7 of 9.
I'm
Wikipediaing her. I'm sorry.
Do you even know?
I don't think the jock has any idea.
Move shots right now.
Oh no! I know Jerry Ryan.
Her costume and then Voyager. Yeah,
it was great. It was like a bodysuit. Right?
Yeah, yeah, it was very flattering.
And then,
tell you what.
And there was a nipple shot. She was wearing a see-through, like kind of like top, and I was like, you can see nips.
What in Arrow?
Yeah.
No. Oh, in Arrow, really?
Yeah.
I missed that.
In the police office where she's being kept prisoner when Ollie went to go visit her. You could see some like nice nipple outlines.
Well, this character, it was kind of odd that we met this new character out of nowhere that's apparently like an old friend of the family. And it was a little bit predictable, you know, when she's got a daughter and like there's no leadership and obviously it's dangerous to run for mayor. And then she, of course, that daughter gets kidnapped after the attack on her running for mayor. And I think she's probably out now after this episode.
She resigned. Yeah.
One and done. But
he might like make cameos, but other than that, nothing else.
Wait, who are the other two characters? We met Anarchy too.
Well, we met Anarchy. This dude's name's Lonnie Manchin. Also, I think it's the same from
the comic books.
Yeah. And Lonnie Manchin, it was a little uneven. I thought the episode as a whole was a little uneven because I didn't get Lonnie's motivation, why he was so crazy or why we should care. I did love fucking Thea lighting him on fire and kind of smiling afterwards. That was disturbingly fun.
Yeah, how do you feel about Rebel Thea, like crazy Thea, like, after the Lazarus Pit Nutsley Thea?
You know what it is? Yeah.
I don't know. Thea.
It's out of control. Have you seen Batman Under the Red Hood?
Yes.
Movie? There's a parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't use Robin, so they're making Thea like Jason Todd Robin and making her the angry.
The only issue
I'm fine with that.
No, I'm fine with the actual story of it. The only issue I have is that fucking Willa Holland, when she gets all crazy like that, I can't buy it. It's laughable. It's
she turns animalistic.
It's too growling. Over the top. It looks silly. Yeah. I'm not buying
it. That's a good point.
Yeah, she's overselling it.
She's way overselling it. You could do it a little more subtle, animal, feral kind of thing. Going back to Anarchy for a second, he gets lit up and then he escapes. But why was it so hard to take him down? The dude doesn't have any powers. There was fucking four of them on one guy. They couldn't take down one dude. He doesn't have powers. He has a stick that you get shock with. I didn't understand.
Well, and if you his powers in the comics, he is like a master in hand to hand combat. So they didn't display that on TV, so that's why it's a little weird.
Because in
the comics, he's like a hacker, like hybrid martial artist kind of guy.
Also, I feel they're going with a different they're missing the point of Anarchy. I think in the comics, he's meant to be a good guy and to take down a corrupt government. Create anarchy and chaos, kind of give it back to the people. But this guy clearly just wants fucking chaos for chaos's sake. It's like
he's like another poor man's Joker.
Yes.
Kind of thing
Yeah.
They're following that Batman paradigm. They're always just like fucking doing it.
Okay, here's something weird. I'm so glad you guys said Batman because this was something I noticed that they have this theme this season that's similar to what's happening in Gotham right now. It's all about people running for mayor, getting attacked, getting scared out of it, and the bad guy wanting to burn the town down so he could build it up and be in charge. Both shows, Damian Dark, Theo Galvin, they have the same exact motivation.
Exactly.
What the fuck is this?
It's called lazy writing.
Bullshit.
I still, I actually did like this episode of Arrow, so I'm not going to completely hate on it. I think I like Neil McDonough as Damian Dark. I feel like he's very... charismatic on screen, and I like that he's got this code or whatever that he's like, no, this is not how we do business, Anarchy. We're done. We're not working together.
Yeah, no, he definitely has a presence as a villain. Hey, did the Mobley, thanks for joining us.
And I wonder what his how he's holding Lance. That to me is interesting.
He's still, he's just remember our agreement, or they haven't told you what the deal is.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what they're doing, what they're talking about. We have no idea what their agreement is. We don't know if it's a good thing or even if Lance has got, he's playing it just so he can get something from him, or I don't know. We don't know what the details are there.
So we talked about three new characters. A fourth one I consider new character is in the flashback where Oliver has to infiltrate this militia-run slave farm or something. That dude is based after the warlord is based off of a Baron von Blitzkrieg, but he's got a different name.
Did you read that?
Yeah, that's who they're basing. He's kind of taking the place of Baron von Blitzkrieg, but it's that version. And we finally see the death of the horrible Ollie Wig.
Oh, shit. Geek Boner.
I think that was a win for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking wig was horrible. So then at the end.
Go ahead.
There's two oh shit moments at the end. One is after saving. The mayor and realizing that the city needs something to be a symbol of hope, Ollie goes, I'm running for mayor.
Oh, shit.
And that's a lot like the comic books. He has run for mayor and served as mayor in the comic books.
I thought that was cool. I mean, I thought not cool. Maybe cool is not the right word, but I thought that was interesting because Ollie is trying to show that he's turned things around. And he's not the same vindictive Oliver Queen like in the past.
Yeah.
So him running for mayor and being a face, and I think it's working.
It makes it, honestly, it's very organic. It makes sense, you know, they're continuing this theme, right, about Ollie stepping out of the darkness, trying to be brighter and a symbol the city can look up to in the daylight.
He can handle himself, so he can take all these death threats.
Yeah. And now we kind of know where all the money's coming from. I thought that was interesting.
Palmer. Yeah. Palmer. He's got money again.
Yeah. He's like, we got money again, people. I bought this truck. There was fingerprints on it. That was great.
Do you think Felicity's going to get a code name?
That was the running joke.
Yeah. That's true.
I hope so.
They're fucking
yelling. You think
yelling.
It's going to be Oracle?
Oh, shit.
I like that. They might as well just take all the Batman shit and put it in the show. The show is fucking Batman anyways. Who are we kidding?
People freak out if they do that.
But just fucking do it. Anarchy is a Batman Robin villain.
Yeah, that's true.
They're fucking
I thought Felicity was funny, too, in this episode with her, like, for, like, I felt like she felt like Felicity again. It's in a new role. Like, a new role, but still the same old character. And, like, she was talking about the bomb. She's like, no, a bomb, not the bomb. Like, this isn't the bomb. Like, I just thought she was funny.
I love what she told Holt. She goes, hey, only I can talk in sentence fragments.
Yeah.
He was great. He was a lot like she was in the first season, you know? He reminded me of that. And then finally, the last. So after Thea tells Laurel exactly what happens to her, what she went through in the Lazarus pit, why it's making her crazy, what does fucking Laurel do? The most bizarre thing.
She's like, I want a crazy undead sister.
Yes! What the fuck? So she goes, they go to the grave. By the way, they get to Nanda Parbat really fucking quick, as they do in this show.
No, they're not a Nanda yet.
No, but no. At the end, when they dug up her body, that's not a Nanda. That's at the grave. But we get to see her corpse, dude. Why did we have to see that? What was that?
No, seeing the corpse was actually weird because it's been, 6 months? That corpse is fucking should be like decomposed.
Yes,
it shouldn't be shriveled up like that.
Yeah, I was like, why hasn't it decomposed more? And do we really? We know what you're doing. You don't have to fucking show us. I hope that was for a reason. I thought that was very strange.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I mean, I'm glad they showed the corpse. Actually,
yeah. Well, okay. Well, but
I'm glad they showed the corpse because, like, I was thinking, is she gonna just dig out like bones?
No, because if they would have opened that box and it would have been just Katie Lott sitting there, I'd be like, fuck you!
Be like,
at least they tried to make it look decomposed.
That's true, that's true. I was actually expecting the corpse not to be there.
I thought that was going to happen too. I had that same feeling.
Well, look, in two more episodes, Constantine's going to be in there. We're probably going to get a resurrection of White Canary pretty quickly.
Maybe he's going to undo the bad mojo that she gets when she gets reborn.
I think you nailed it, Rugboy, because why would Laurel think this is a good idea after she sees what it does to Thea?
Because I think that there's a demon that you get from the Lazarus pit. I think that there's some magical shit in there. So obviously, you know, maybe Constantine can help out in that.
Hey, Larry, what's up? Thanks for joining. This is the Jock and Nerd Podcast. Now, but didn't they say that Lazarus Pit brings out what's in you already and enhances that? So if you
were... No, that was the metahuman thing.
Oh, that was the other thing.
Yeah, that was Flash. Yeah. I think. I'm not sure.
I think Rugboy's right. I think they're going to need Constantine to voodoo the bad mojo that you get from the Lazarus Pit.
Do you know what episode Constantine's supposed to show up?
Episode four.
Oh, okay.
Episode four.
So two episodes later.
Motherfucking Constantine. I can't
wait. Should we touch upon at all the fact that they made Mr. Terrific have a husband?
No, it's fine. Like, it doesn't matter. I think they're...
They just did it because.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
diversity,
saying...
Diversity, dude.
Yeah, diversity.
No one gives
a shit about Mr. Terrific, so they can make... Okay, it's fine.
That's true.
Is he going to suit up in something? Are they going to... Who's going to name him Mr. Terrific? All questions waiting to be answered.
Mr. Terrific's outfit is really lame. He, like, wears a T on his face.
Yeah.
It's a lot like what the other guys wear.
Yeah. Anarchy?
With Diggle.
No, oh, Diggle. Oh, it's like Diggle's. Oh, maybe he gives him his helmet and it's like
Diggle's got that T on his helmet.
Yeah. Maybe Diggle's like, take this
like
fucking
jacket. Like
Diggle's like, you can have this fucking shitty helmet. I don't want it anymore. And they're like, hey, that's terrific.
Well, if you go by. Oh, what the fuck is this shit?
The link. You know, you put a link in the comments there. The narrative was uneven, but I enjoyed meeting all these new characters and I enjoyed them kind of moving forward with this. Let's keep going. It dragged a little bit. I was like, come on, more.
Did you like it or no? the episode overall, Imran?
It was good. Wasn't the best. Wasn't the greatest. It was a good setup. This is still warming up.
It was okay. It was good.
I forgot to mention my favorite part, dude. Right in the open, the team-up fight where Ollie shoots a grappling arrow and fucking Black Canary rides it down and attacks
was so
goddamn awesome. That was the best shit. Do that all the time.
Yeah, they need more of that shit.
That was amazing.
I thought both this episode and Flash were both better than the season premieres. To touch upon the team-up in the beginning, when they're like – all four of them jump down to fight Anarchy. I'm like, this team is unstoppable.
Yeah,
like,
they have dude.
Four top fighters now hand to hand.
But they still couldn't get fucking Anarchy. The guys still got away. Well, they rode
away that like two of them had to go and like
yeah,
take care of
that's
the
just lazy writing.
Yeah, right what there. Two of you got to take this girl? Just one of you go and then let's just get this guy right here. Come on,
they don't have a gun too.
Yeah. There was a lot more bad shooting in the beginning. I love that. Did you notice that? They were shooting and it was just hitting just underneath them right on the container. I was like, just a little bit higher, dude. Just a little bit higher.
It's an arrow trademark.
Yeah, it's definitely an arrow trademark. Yeah. All right, listen. We got a couple of people here in the blab. I want to hear from them. We're going to get to the post show. You guys got anything else about anything this week?
No, I just wanted to see if we could capture a frame of Jerry Ryan's nip.
We'll do that. We'll do that. We'll put it in the show notes.
Look, that chick is old, but she still got it in a way.
Listener, that
look,
yeah.
47 years. Tony, you're like a young dude. Would you bang her?
Oh yeah, dude, she's hot.
Oh yeah, like, without question.
Without question,
she's holding up pretty good.
She's the hottest fucking Borg there is. I'll tell you what, she was a Borg, right? Yeah.
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 She looks good.
Listener, check the show notes, shockandnerd.com/49. There may or may not be a frame grab of Jerry Ryan nipples. That, hopefully that's enough to entice you to check the show notes. All right, we're going to finish up with a little bit of news and hit the after show.
The Shock and Nerd Podcast.
Blabbers, thanks for joining us live. Hang tight. We want to hear from you. As always, Rugs, we're on a new network. Did you hear? Do you know about this, Rug Boy?
I did, but I forgot what it's called already.
The new network we're on. To give a shout out to the Tangent Bound Network. They're a bunch of awesome geek podcasts. 365 Flicks podcast was on there, and I was like, let me send them an email. And now we can be found there. Thank you to them. We can be found at Podcast PH. We can be found at ap2hyc.com, which is a place to hang your cape. And we can be found on the Weeby Geeks Network at weebygeeks.net. And as always, we can be found at jockandnerd.com. All these
Holy
places,
ball.
Right?
Whoa, we're awesome.
We got ear holes all over the place, people. Out the wazoo.
Yeah. We're going nationwide.
We're going global. Hey, we got people from all over the world checking us out. So if you guys want to send us a comment and you want to be part of the Jock and Nerd podcast, we have a SpeakPipe. Just go to speakpipe.com/jockandnerd or click the link in your podcast app. You can send an audio comment from your phone, from your iPad, from your computer. It's awesome. We'll play it on the show. It'll be lots of fun.
Cool.
Sometimes I wonder, Imran, if you're actually breathing when you're like
what's
you
breathing?
Do you take a deep breath?
I'm supposed to inhale.
How do you do that? That's amazing.
He does it through his butthole.
That's right. I just use another orifice, people. That's all. It's very simple.
Yeah.
I was trained by Tibetan monks to circular breathe.
You're like Sam the Groot, but you don't know. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
You can also email us at show@jockandnerd.com. Tweet at us, Jock and Nerd Cast, CASTcast, Facebook.com/JockandNerd, and then we are also on Clamor, although we don't really update that much.
I got to make some Clamors. Visit JockandNerd.com/blab for all this replay and all our future scheduled blabs and our old blabs. Subscribe in iTunes, JockandNerd.com/review. We'll take you right to the iTunes page. Like us, review us. But as always, people, we just need you to do one thing today. First, if you're in the blab, click tell a little bird. And if you're listening to this in the podcast, just tell your best friend. Go up to your BFF and give them one of these.
Jock and Nerd!
They'll love it. Tell a friend. Tell your geek, best jock friend. And we'd love to have you all. Right, Rugs?
Yeah, you know somebody that you work with that's got toys in their office, got a fucking Spider-Man sitting in the cubicle, a poster of something nerdy. You'd be like, hey, dickhead, There's a podcast that I know about. You should listen to it.
Rugboy makes a good point because the nerds are coming out of the closet. It's not taboo anymore. You can talk about this in public. You find these conversations everywhere. So the next time you hear, see someone wearing a Batman or a Flash shirt or a Green Arrow or a Spider-Man, just give them one of these.
Chuck a nerd.
In their ear, of course, because it's
well, yeah, if you whisper it, they might want to think you want gay sex. Well, but, you know.
Is that the same? Is that what they're calling it these days?
After the reach around, you know, make sure that they go to the website.
Geek-erific. Absolutely. All right, listeners, thanks for hanging out. Everyone in the blab, sit tight. We're going to open it up and hear from you. Thanks for listening. Check us out next time. My name is Imran.
My name is Anthony.
He's the jock.
And he's the nerd.
And we'll catch you next time. To do a podcast on Blab is quite a... Hey, Ricky Prime from New Zealand is in the house. What's up, Ricky Prime? Oh, and he knows Corey. We have a global podcast friendship network here, dude. We got people from the UK, from New Zealand. Everyone say hello to Mr. This is Ricky Prime checking in from across the world, literally.
Holy shit.
You're the man, Ricky Prime.
What's up, Ricky?
Holy shit.
How's it going, dude? Welcome to the Blab After Show. How's it in New Zealand, man?
Yeah, pretty good. I got off work early, so I was just like, I saw Rugboy's face up on the main page. I was like, I'm visiting.
That's awesome.
That's how we.
Ricky's gonna make me famous in New Zealand.
That's right. That's how we sell the show. Yeah. We push. Hey, I got a question for you, Ricky Prime. How come you're not upside down right now? You're on the other side of the world. You should be upside down. It doesn't make any sense.
You're such a lame joke.
Gravity works the same way over there? That's odd.
Stop.
Yeah. How did you do that?
Can flip.
Oh, there we go. Now it makes sense. See, calling from the other side of the world, Ricky Prime. That's awesome.
the lame joke.
That's so great.